Greetings in Jesus' name. Thank you for your call. We will seek the Lord together this morning, through this day, tonight, as we listen to God's Word, short inspirations here on our daily inspiration. This is Brother Jeff again, and I've been continuing some thoughts on secret prayer and proper ways to pray. And if you haven't heard some of the past ones, you can listen to the previous days. You can call back and put you in the dates for the previous days. And we can look at these together. Why don't we look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 again, and verse 7, and verse 8. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. So we understand, we've talked much about verse 6 already, about going into the closet and shutting the door, having a real Christianity in the eyes of God and not in the eyes of man. We should let our light shine before the world, but it must start here in the quiet, in the secret place. Then it says, our Father which seeth us in secret. Your Father that you seek in secret is going to openly bless and reward you. That's not why we go in secret, because we say, okay, God, I want this from you, so I'm going to go pray, and I'm going to do it 10 days in a row, and then I expect you to give me this new car or this new house or bless my crop or make my cows have twins or whatever your selfish request might be. No. Let's don't do that. Let's don't go there. Let's go to God because he's worthy. Because he's worthy. And then let God bring the blessings upon you that are according to his way and his will. And then he says, when you pray, don't use vain repetitions as the heathen do. Because he says, your Father knows what you have before you ever ask. Isn't it wonderful to know that God, not only do we share our thought life with God, not only does he know yesterday, today, and forever, but he knows what's best for us. And if you've ever had children, or you've ever been a child, you know that what children want is not always what they need. And a good parent gives a child what they need and not what they want. So notice it says your Father knows what you have need of. So don't be like the heathen and have a bunch of fancy talk. Go to God with an honest heart, sincerity. And the Bible does say that we should pray according to his will. So we need to know the Word of God so we know what is God's will. We know that riches are not God's will. Holiness is God's will. Obedience to God's Word is God's will. If you get riches while you're being holy and obedient, then you'll be a big blessing to a lot of people. But it's not for you. Don't forget that. It's for the glory of God. Don't be like the heathens that use their vain repetitions. They think they'll be heard for much speaking. Now, there's been times I know I've been desperate and I've just cried out to God. And there's other times I can't hardly mutter a word. There's nothing wrong with asking God and requesting things from God. But let God be God and you be his creature. Remember that. God will, if you're right with God and you're seeking God with a sincere heart, God will give you what's best. He will. Your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask. They think they're going to be heard from their mouth. No, they won't be. They won't be. Now, there was a story in the Bible of a woman who had been mistreated. And she went to the unjust judge, and she begged him to deal with this problem, but he would not. But the woman kept badgering and continually coming to the judge. Finally, the judge says, "Let me give this woman what she wants, lest she weary me with her continual coming." And then he goes on to say, "Shall not God avenge his elect, which cry unto him day and night?" Cry unto God if you're his child, and he will avenge you speedily. And that's what the verse in that story says. It says, "Yea, he will avenge them speedily." God is able to do things very quickly. God is able to make situations change far above our understanding. What a privilege today to be the child of God and to have a secret place to request and to talk to God, and to have a God that knows our need before we ask. Let's pray. Dear Father, I want to thank you again for your mercy. I want to thank you again for your Word of God here, the Word of God, the Bible that we have, the precious treasure of the Bible. Thank you, thank you, thank you for it, Lord. And also, Father, I thank you that you know everything, and that you know what's best for us. Help us to learn the blessing of secret prayer, the blessing of waiting upon you, the blessing of knowing that you will give us what we need and not necessarily what we want. Help us, Lord, to be sincere and humble in our praying. And thank you that you do care about us, and that you do avenge us, and you do bless us, and you do reward us. Thank you, Father, for loving us. I pray that your people would be strengthened and would walk in all your ways, that you might send revival among your church, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you again for your call today. If you have any prayer requests, questions, need help in any way, 099 accesses the voice box. Please leave a message, and we'd love to hear from you. We'll get back with you if there's something we can do. If you just want to say hello, leave your name, where you're calling from. It's always nice to hear. God bless you. Goodbye.